people, welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Emily, and I have a special guest here with me today.
I am Emily's grandma, Karen.
Yep, and this is going to be an Easter special. So, this episode is going to be quite different because actually we are not going to be talking about Pokemon. We are just going to be reading some of our favorite Bible verses, and I also have some news about what the future of my podcast is going to look like, so I'll talk about that at the end of this episode. But, anyways, I encourage you guys to keep listening. It's going to be a short episode. First off, I want to say what Easter is for those who don't know. So, Easter is when Jesus came back from the dead, because he died on the cross for our sins, for everyone's sins, sins of the whole world in every country. For every man, it doesn't matter his religion, he died for everyone. And then he came back to life so that we may have eternal life through him. Feel free to jump in whenever.
It's a very good description of Easter, Emily.
Yeah.
It's our basis of the whole religion of Jesus and our salvation. So, good description.
Thank you. I'm going to start off with one of my favorite Bible verses. I have it on my phone here somewhere. It's Romans 1:16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile." Do you have any thoughts on this verse? I just like it because it helps me be proud of what I believe in. I believe in salvation and eternal life. It says somewhere in the Bible that if you're embarrassed about the gospel, then, you know, when heaven comes, they're going to be embarrassed of you. So, it's a good verse to familiarize with.
Okay. I have some favorite readings also from scripture. I think one of my favorite ones is from Jeremiah.
This one's a really popular one.
Yeah, chapter 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I think it's good to repeat this verse and remind yourself of that when you have very hard times. Mm-hmm. There have been very terrible times in the world, and we just have to know that God does have good plans for us, even though it doesn't look like it at the time. But in the end, the plan is good. So just trust and believe. I have other good positive scriptures. I don't know if you want me to do another one, or do you want to do one?
Let me see. You can do one.
Okay. This is from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." And then there's something in Luke also that I don't have the verse or the chapter, but it does say what's impossible with man is possible with God. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, then we can always trust too that everything will work out according to the plan if we just keep the faith and do our best. So those are another couple of my really favorite scriptures.
One of the ones that I like, me and Mom were reading this yesterday, is I was reading this paragraph, but this one verse really stood out to me. You don't have to hold that. This is Matthew 5, verse 45, but I want to give some context. So, the message Jesus is saying here is to love your enemies. Love everyone, but also your enemies, he says. You've heard the commandment, you shall love your countrymen, but hate your enemy. My command to you is, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. This will prove that you are sons of your heavenly Father, for his Son, like the sun in the sky, God makes the sun in the sky rise on the good and the bad people on this earth. And he rains on the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what is so praiseworthy about that? And my favorite verse there is like the imagery that God has the sun rise on everyone on this earth, even the most evil people, because it's a day of grace. Every day you're alive is a day of grace, a day to change your life. To turn to God and say, God, please change my life.
I had a little thought about that when you were saying that verse. It seems to me that if you really truly pray for people, there is a good chance that they will turn around too and do good. And so you never know. You always have to pray for people no matter what.
Yeah, that's true. Although it's ultimately up to the person what they want to do, because that's the God we have, the God of freedom. He gives us choice whether we want to, how we want to live our lives. He does that for us. He lets us choose. And he wants, God loves us with a burning passion, like a burning passion, every one of us, all the same too. And he wants us to love him just as much, but he doesn't force the love. You kind of have to just grow in a relationship with him. But I like this verse because I just like the imagery, and it shows how merciful he is. So, because there's like bad people on this earth, but he doesn't just have the sun rise on the good people. No, he has the sun rise on everyone in hopes that they might turn back. So, that was one of the verses I had.
Okay. Should I say another one of my favorite ones?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Psalms. I wrote it down as chapter 94, verse 18 to 19. When I say my foot is slipping, your kindness, O Lord, sustains me. When cares abound within me, your comfort gladdens my soul. Again, that's a really reassuring verse when you feel like you're really in some trouble.
Yes, God is very faithful. One of the other ones I had, and this one really hit me when I was going through a tough time and I was reading the Bible. This is Matthew 18, 12 through 13. It's a little kind of story, but it represents us. So it says, what is your thought on this? A man owns 100 sheep, and one of them wanders away. Will he not leave the 99 sheep out on the hills to go in search of the stray? If he succeeds in finding the sheep, believe me, he is happier about this one than about the 99 sheep that did not wander away. I really like that one.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is.
Okay, do you want me to do one that I like?
Do you have any left?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Psalm 91, verse 10 to 12. No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. I think that that is a very good thought when you think that you do have angels around you that help you. God has given us, you know, more advocates for us to truly watch over us. So I like that one.
Do you have any more?
I think that's all I'll share for now.
Okay. I had one more that I wanted to read that kind of just sums up everything. Let's see. I think it's said multiple times in the Bible, but here I see it in Matthew 4:17. Jesus said, "Reform your lives, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In the Bible, I also want to add, in the Bible, it talks about how the world is going to end someday. And it's going to be a very ugly place. That being said, God and Jesus will still be here. So it's great to make them your anchor. But the time to change is now. Every day is a day of grace. I wanted to say something else, but I don't remember. Anyways, I encourage you guys to get a Bible. I was going to church like on and off throughout my life, but then I came upon a really big obstacle in my life, the biggest obstacle I've ever had, and I never actually sat down to read the Bible. Now, I read a little bit of the Old Testament, but it didn't affect me the way the New Testament did. I read the New Testament, I started in Matthew, and it's just like my eyes were opened. I was not the same, and I'm not the same. I can attest to that, I'm not the same. So, I would encourage you guys to read the Bible, the New Testament, if you haven't yet. You could even get it for free on an app. I know I get one, it has me like a verse of the day, which is nice. But, yeah. So, that was all for this episode. As for how future episodes are gonna go, I am really not gonna be uploading. I think I'm going to retire. I will probably, well, not probably, maybe upload like once in a while. But when I say once in a while, I mean once in every few months. We'll see. I just have a lot of changes going on in my life, and I'm just looking to live a different life than what I was living. And
can we look forward to any Pokemon podcasts?
What do you mean?
Well, you always had so many of them. I just wondered if you're retiring from that.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. I know this is different than Pokemon. That's why I'm asking.
Well, this is on the Pokemon podcast.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
So, anyways, I probably really won't be uploading anymore. I'm not officially retired, but I'm mostly going to be retired now. So yeah, thank you guys for joining me on this journey. Thank you for listening this far. Again, I really strongly encourage you to read the Bible. I was gonna actually start a new podcast reading through the Bible and just reading my favorite Bible verses that stick out to me. If you guys are interested in this, then let me know in the comments. I actually started making an episode, but then I wasn't really confident because if you know the religion of Christianity, you'll know there's so many denominations. There's like 300 or something.
More than that.
That just shows how many ways that the Bible can be interpreted. So I felt really, I wasn't confident that I was interpreting it correctly. I didn't want to mislead anyone. So I never posted it. But if that's something you guys would be interested, let me know. Otherwise, that's it for this episode. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope you guys had an amazing Easter. Whether you celebrate it or not, I encourage you to read the Bible, I suppose. Or just, how about we say a prayer as we end this episode?
Okay. Lead us in prayer.
Okay. God, Jesus, we ask that you be here with us and also with the person who is listening. And we ask that your Holy Spirit comes down on them and that their eyes are opened and that they can start a life with you and have close fellowship with you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Good prayer.
Thank you. So that is it for this episode. I wish you guys the best, and thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.